Joining me now is Georgie McNamara, the director. Is it former yet?
Not yet.
Not quite yet. Director of Randolph County Developmental Disability Services. Has been a part, a regular, as our lineup for 7+ years. As we've learned how your tax dollars go to work to help those special folks in our community that need a little bit of help through the Randolph County SB 40U program. And Georgie has announced that she's resigning, going to start a new chapter in your life. Go ahead and tell us what's in store.
Well, I have accepted the position as the Director of Targeted Case Management for Jackson County, which is Kansas City. It's not the executive director position like I have here, but it is a very responsible position. There are over 1,800 people that they serve, with 600 on a sort of a waiting list that they're going to take over when they have the capacity to do that, the funding from the state to do that.
And it fits in with your family as well.
Right? It does. I actually grew up in Kansas City. I graduated from Lee Summit High School in just maybe 5 or 10 years ago. Not too long ago. Yeah. And so I have lots and lots and lots of friends there. And my family is there. My grandchildren are there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, right now, even though it's only 3 hours away, we really only see each other every couple of months or so. I think my son is looking forward to the babysitting services.
Yeah, we're there. I understand. Congratulations then on this. That's quite a feather in your cap. I mean, Jackson County is a big county.
It is, but you know, it's home, and their executive director is a friend and a colleague of mine through the state association, and we really have a similar way of seeing the world. So, you know, there's different kinds of leaders, and there's different philosophies for serving people. It takes all kinds. But he and I have a very similar viewpoint, so that's I really look forward to working with him.
All right, wanted to bring Georgie in one more time, certainly, has been a part of our Quicksilver lineup, but also just kind of take a look back at the growth we've seen in the county. Where do you begin when you start thinking about highlights?
Well, you know, past, present, and future. We can start with the past. Before this county passed Senate Bill 40, there was nothing for people who had developmental disabilities except one residential provider and the sheltered workshop. So folks who graduated from high school and weren't going to go to work at the sheltered workshop, many of them either ended up sitting on a sofa watching The Price is Right for the rest of their lives, or they had to move away. Their families had to leave this county to go find services somewhere else. Or the family stayed here and they had to send their loved one away. And this county recognized that. I didn't live here at the time, but you guys rallied together and in a really bad economy passed the Senate Bill 40 tax levy to say, hey, we want to have some options for people here. Since that time, it's really hard to explain, but I felt like I was playing a gigantic game of whack-a-mole. And that's what I say all the time, because so many people here had unmet needs, and all of a sudden there was a system being put in place to help them, and everybody's needs were equally important. So where there was nothing, I had to develop residential programs, targeted case management, off-site services where someone would come into your home and help you, and a day program where you could come there during the day if your mother and father were still working, that sort of thing. And then we added a children's program, and that was all done pretty much simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So it was very hectic. We grew really quickly, but the alternative, if we'd have done it more slowly, one thing methodically at a time, there would have been people in our county who still had unmet needs and were in pretty desperate situations. So, you know, I didn't mind working 80 hours a week for a while there.
Yeah. When did voters approve it? What was the year?
It was in November of 2010.
2010.
Was when the levy passed. And then the board was appointed almost immediately. I know you guys remember John Jorgensen.
John Jorgensen, yeah.
And he was amazing. When he and I talked on the phone the very first time, I had submitted my resume, and about 5 minutes later, my phone rang, and it was him. And I remember getting off that phone thinking, oh, my goodness, that man is a dynamo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he really was. He was amazing to me.
He had compassion for families.
He did.
I mean, that's where it all started, right?
He told a story. We went to the Rotary in Huntsville to talk, and he told a story after he got his first tax bill with the Senate Bill 40 tax levy on it. And he said, you know, for years, it was like the Good Samaritan. For years, we just walked on by and left people in our own community who truly needed help laying on the side of the road. And, sorry, that chokes me up. Yeah.
And there were resources through the Senate Bill 40 program to take advantage of and to maximize the tax dollars, right?
Absolutely. What was happening before was people in Randolph County were still paying their state tax dollars, and they were still paying their federal tax dollars, but there needed to be a county match to draw that down. So everything people in Randolph County paid to the state and federal government to serve people with disabilities, not one penny of that was coming back here. So what we did was we put in our share and drew down a whole lot more. The levy right now is around $700,000, give or take, and we're bringing in about $2 million in match. So it's a pretty big operation. We also created ICANN from scratch, which is now its own entity, and flying free and serving people. And so I feel like that's kind of a piece of my legacy as well. I mean, mm-hmm. I named it. I helped with the 501c3 paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Your baby.
It was my baby for a while.
And the Sheltered Workshop has taken on a whole new, I don't know, you want to say focus or identity maybe is a better way to look at it. Yeah.
I think originally the voters were very, they didn't understand what could be done with the tax mm-hmm. levy. But the one thing that they did know was without it, the workshop was going to go under. And so we still have a commitment to making sure that that workshop has the resources that it needs to survive. And it had been financially neglected, not because anybody on the board or the leaders there did anything wrong. It just didn't have enough money for so long that it took quite a bit to get it where it needs to be. And we're still working on that.
So where are you today as far as who you're serving?
Well, today in Randolph County, we serve over 200 people. Altogether, we serve about 420 people, I think. Julie's going to kill me if I get that number wrong, but in five counties. So we serve everybody who has a case manager in Randolph County, Sheraton County, and Carroll County. And that does not cost the Randolph County taxpayers anything. Those counties just didn't have the capacity to add case management. And so the same thing we did here to help people, we're doing in those two counties. And then in Nottoway County and Boone County, we just serve a few people who can't have the case manager that they already had in that county.
Mm-hmm. A few more minutes with Georgie McNamara. You mentioned Julie. Julie Doherty will be in Friday.
Yeah.
And I guess the beat goes on. So what is the future plan then as far as you leaving and what will happen then with your position?
What, you know, I'm not the least bit worried about it because what we've done is set up an amazing organization where it's right on paper. It's not just right because Georgie's there in charge of it right now. And it's right because every policy, every procedure, everything that we set up keeps it clean and above board and transparent. And we have amazing board members. So the next step is for the board members to meet and decide what they want to do, and they will have that decided before I leave. For right now, Julie's going to come in and do the radio show for me, so the next regular one is Friday. Mm-hmm. And as soon as the board makes some kind of a decision, we will let everybody know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to do an interim or if they're going to do a search or if they're going to just restructure. There's a lot they could do.
Mm-hmm. So that everything's in place, what would be your vision? I know you maybe don't want to overstep your bounds, but what's the next step for our county?
You know, I think if we just focus on case management and on building the provider capacity in town, because people really do need a good choice of providers, and being supportive of ICANN and RCSI so that they can continue to grow and develop, I think that's what I would do if I was the president of the board, but I am not David Byland.
David's got that job.
He's got that tough job. But yeah, I think it's been set up really, really well, and all it needs to do now is be maintained.
So. And you've always been generous in handing out thanks to the taxpayers because that's really where it all started.
Really, because that's one of the reasons why I wanted to move to this community in the first place. Because if there is a community that would pass a tax like that in the bad economy that we had going on in 2010, it showed me that it didn't matter what side of the aisle you were on in Jefferson City. It didn't matter. We just had a group full of people who really cared about their community, and that's what I wanted to be a part of.
Well, Georgie, thanks for being a part of our lineup and keeping us up to date on what was happening with tax dollars through Randolph County SB 40, and we wish you all the best.
Well, thank you so much, and I really hope our paths cross again, Brad, because you have just been so supportive. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Georgie McNamara, my guest here on Quicksland this morning, 7 minutes away from 9.
Join Crest Radio.